July 2, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. John's Cousin. Opening Prayer. Lord, open my mind to your truth, my heart to your love, and my will to follow you. Read Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. John the Baptist beheaded. King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. Others said, he is Elijah. And still others claimed, he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago. But when Herod heard this, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she was not able to, because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And he promised her with an oath, whatever you ask, I will give you, up to half my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? The head of John the Baptist, she answered. At once the girl hurried in to the king with the request, I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Reflect. As you read this unsavory story, focus on just how decadently corrupt, abusive, and godless Herod is. What can God say to you through this story? Some people were saying Jesus was John raised from the dead, others that he was Elijah. John the Baptist was the Elijah prophesied about in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. Jesus himself would identify John as the prophesied Elijah in Matthew chapter 11, verse 14. John the Baptist and Jesus were related through their mothers. Both had become well known, but their calling and work differed. John looked to the future, since someone more powerful would follow him. Chapter 1, verse 7. He launched Jesus' ministry through baptism. Chapter 1, verse 9. And aroused such intense opposition that ultimately it led to a gory death. Jesus was more powerful than John. His teaching also aroused violent opposition, ending in a cruel death. Faithful followers buried his body too. Unlike John, Jesus truly was raised from the dead. Herod Antipas, who ruthlessly ruled in Galilee, was fascinated by Jesus. He associated the cousins with each other, believing Jesus was John the Baptist raised from the dead. Herod was still guiltily plagued over John's beheading. Luke writes that Herod's wish to meet Jesus was only satisfied at Jesus' trial. Luke chapter 23, verses 8 through 9. Neither John nor Jesus courted fame or power. They knew the message from God they had to announce that called sinners to come to Christ in faith, live holy lives, and enter the kingdom of God. Their celebrity status was costly. Apply. We are called to holy living in our unsavory and broken world. It may be costly. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, even today, help me to be faithful in my calling to follow in your footsteps, no matter what the cost.